Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Prospecting with Scissors. Why are we talking about prospecting? Because any business you're in, you need to build relationships with customers and have a strong relationship, because those customers will bring you referrals, especially if you give them really good customer service. The buyer, the prospect, the customer expects you to have knowledge of their stuff, not just your stuff, said Jeffrey Gitmer. Prospecting with Scissors is built a relationship with your customers by cutting articles that they might like to give them, which means that if you go out of your way to treat your customers right, to give them more value than you for the money they're paying, then they will be wanting to stay with you longer because they want that extra ability to work with you, to build that relationship with you, and they like that one-on-one service. So, though I don't think I invented it, I'm one of an extremely small group of people who use the little-known marketing channel to stay in touch with clients and prospects. I call it strategic clipping. How does it work? It's simple. Whenever you come across an article in a magazine or a newspaper that is relevant to one of your clients' businesses, or even his or her hobbies or personal life, test or tear it out and clip it out of the publication and mail it to the client. It sounds trivial, almost ridiculous for me to call it a marketing channel. But in fact, it's one of the most effective relationship building tools ever devised. It's like when you send people an email, you want to give them tips on something that can help them live a better quality of life. Why? Because they will remember you because you went out of your way to do something for them. First, here's how to do it. I don't deliberately research material or clip or send it to my customers or clients, but in the course of a year of your reading, you will come across many such items weekly. A lot of people look at a relevant article and think, Bill would be interested in this. Maybe I should send it to him. But because they are busy, they don't. I do. It's easy because my strategic clipping method is fast and efficient and takes almost none of my time. When I see an article for Bill, I cut it out of the publication with scissors. I handwrite in pen a quick note at the top. Bill, FYI. That's it, scribbled in seconds. I then hand it to my assistant and say, please mail this to Bill Jones at Acme Solar Energy. And that's it. My assistant does the work. No need for me to take time out of my hectic day to find Bill's postal address, hunt for a stamp and envelope, but put the article in the envelope, seal the envelope, affix the stamp, and drive to the post office to drop it in the mail. If I didn't have an assistant and had to do it all myself, I probably would not use strategic clipping, but fortunately I do. Every solopreneur should. Here's an example of something that you can do where you can go out of your way to help a client, and at the same time that you're going out of your way, you are building a strong relationship. Why is strategic clipping so effective? For three reasons. First, the content is extremely targeted and relevant to the recipient. Second, it has a personal touch, especially the handwritten note, and it shows people you are thinking of them. Third, in our digital age where people are bombarded by the email, getting a piece of paper in the mail stands out. The only drawback to strategic clipping is it's hit and miss. If I didn't come across the article of interest to Bill, he doesn't get a clip. My solution to that flaw in the clipping system is to augment it by publishing a regular e-newsletter. An e-newsletter is not a customized and personal as a strategic clip, but the regularity of sending a monthly or weekly newsletter helps build top of mind awareness. It also ensures that your prospects, clients, and customers hear that you are a continual basis. Strategic clipping works online too. When I get an e-newsletter in an inbox containing a relevant article, I immediately forwarded it to the appropriate person, also with a brief message. Bill, FYI, thought this might interest you. And it's easy as pie. And one of the things I want to talk about now is creating an e-newsletter. Why? Because when you create an e-newsletter, you have the opportunity to keep in touch with your client. And that is the biggest thing that builds relationships with your clients. You want to be able to do something today and look for ways that you can create an email newsletter. And here's something to think about. When you are looking at doing an email newsletter, think of it in seven steps. The first step being how to figure out what your newsletter's goal is. The second step is to gather your content. The third step is to design the template. And usually, many autoresponders have opportunities for you to create a newsletter for your clients. The fourth step is to add a body content. The fifth step is to add a personalization tokens and smart content. The sixth is to choose your subject line and sender name. And the last step is to tidy up loose ends. And why is all of that important? Simple. That to create an email newsletter requires juggling a lot of moving pieces. You've got to worry about proofreading the copy, creating compelling calls to action, designing the email to work for multiple inboxes and devices, avoiding any spam triggers, and brainstorming clickable subject lines, all while staying within the confines of the email law. So, if you're wondering how to make sure you won't miss any steps, keep on reading or keep on listening to this show, because what we're going to do is talk about how to create an email newsletter. Here are 11 steps to create the best email newsletter for your business or personal goals. And why do we want to look at creating an email newsletter? Because people will read the newsletter. If you have an autoresponder and you make a newsletter, a weekly thing that they get, or even daily, there are several sites that I'm on that I get an email from them daily, but I don't mind opening it up because I know that what they're going to send me to read is something that I will benefit from. And it's something that I look forward to every day. So, figure out your newsletter's goal. Before you start drafting a single word, make sure you're fully aware of the newsletter's goal and how it fits into your larger content strategy. Have one in place. Go ahead and skip on to the next section. Is your newsletter supposed to help you generate leads, get more email contacts, send traffic to your website? Figure out your goal and let the rest of the decisions flow from it. This metric should be something besides opens and clicks. By the way, it should be more clearly tied to your overall marketing and business goals. Opens and clicks can give you an indication of the newsletter's performance, but they shouldn't be the only number that you care about. Gather your content. Once you have a goal for your newsletter, you'll have to find content for it, depending on how early you set your newsletter's goals and how often you plan on sending a newsletter. You could be able to actively be passively find content. Active means you're going on the hunt for content that'll solve a specific goal. Passive means that you randomly stumble on it when browsing for other content, but realize it could fit in nicely. When I used to put together newsletters, I tended to do a lot of active searching, but I could have saved myself a long time if I were passive. Since I know a newsletter needed to be sent each month, bookmarking links throughout the month wouldn't be a great time saver. Instead, I usually spent several hours clicking the back button of my blog, hunting for content. However you like to gather content is up to you, but great places to look for content are your company's blog, social media accounts, lead generation content, internal newsletters, and training documents. Design your template. Make sure that you've got an idea of how your newsletter will look before writing the copy. That way, you'll know exactly how much space you have to promote a piece of content. There's a few things more frustrating than trying to squeeze copy into too tight a space. Your template doesn't have to be flashy or anything. Even newsletters with minimal text and color formatting will look great. The design just needs to make it easy for your recipients to read, scan, and click elements of the email. This means it should be mobile friendly too. According to data from Litmus, 51% of all opens occurred on mobile devices in 2013. So remember, more and more people are doing everything they can by being on their phone. Why is that important? Because for everyone that reads your newsletter, you are looking for opportunities to create yourself. And if you want to get some inspiration for great emails, newsletter design, check out some look for information online on emails. I'd also recommend looking into pre-made templates if you're not familiar with designing emails. It can save you a lot of heartache down the road if you're. And there are many templates that you can use. Add in body content, filling in the template with words and pictures. That will be the meat of your email newsletter, so spend time perfecting it. Most people keep the copy short and sweet to encourage click-throughs. Though some notable newsletters take the opposite approach, this post can help you with email newsletter copy if you need it. Be sure to add in some images if they can help support your copy. Don't forget to edit your email thoroughly. Maybe even send it on to one of your teammates for a once-over. Remember, once you send the thing, you can't fix the embarrassing typos like you can with web content. Add in personalization tokens and smart content. The best email newsletters I get feel like they've been written personally for me, like a friend actually took the time to put together a newsletter with things only I could like. I open them, I click on them, I share them pretty much every time. If you want your newsletter to feel that personal, you should do three things. Segment your emails and choose content that a group of people will love. Add in personalization tokens. If your marketing software supports personalization, this is a really easy thing to implement that could have big results with your conversion rates. That being said, one only adds in a few personalization tokens. You don't want to creep out your email recipients. Also, add in smart content. This is content that shows one thing to one part of your audience and one thing to another. For example, would be a smart CTA. Your leads would see a CTA for talking to your sales reps, and your customer would see one about getting tickets to a customer-only event. Neither audience would want to see the other audience's CTA, so smart content will show only to the right CTA and the right person. Choose your subject line sender and sender name. For one thing, when you are writing out your information, you want people to keep in mind that what you are doing is giving them an opportunity to get to know you by what you are passing out to them. And remember, when you do this, you are getting an opportunity to generate or create ways to build your experience of what it is that you are looking for to help you increase your opportunities with your clients. And we want you to build and establish a relationship with your clients and your customers, because that will help you expand on what it is that you need to create and build the best quality of relationship with them. Your audience may like different things, but we found that having a sender name from a real person increased opens and click-throughs. Try running an A/B test to see if it works for you too. Whatever you choose, make sure it's something recognizable so recipients aren't confused as why they're receiving your email. Here's some suggestions on subject lines, because what they are is a little tickle. Lots of things can help you put together a click-worthy subject line, including brevity and immediately actionable value proposition. That being said, some really great marketing emails have been sent with the subject line, "Hey," use the subject line "best practice" as a jumping off point. Tidy up loose ends. All this at this point, you'll have the email pretty much ready to go. While going through the steps above, I'm guessing you forgot two absolutely critical things: the alternate text and the plain text. Alternate text is the text that appears when a picture isn't loaded. Since not all email providers load images properly, you have to make sure the alternate text is there so your recipients know what they're looking at. If you're including a CTA, that's an image, your conversion rates will definitely suffer without alternate text. Make sure you're legally compliant. Before you hit send, be sure that your emails are all good from legal perspective. The biggest law you need to be worried about, can spam, is it requires that you have a footer in your email with an address and an easy way to unsubscribe from emails, among other things. Check out this post to get the download on the can spam. You don't want to get dinged for sending out something unintentionally illegal. Test different browsers and email providers. This is very crucial, because if you are on Yahoo, it may get through or it may go to the filter. But one thing I've found on Yahoo is the types of things to get through are usually spam. So you need to be careful. And remember, part of what you are doing today is building a relationship with your customers. And you want your articles that you send out to reflect what it is that you are trying to do to help your customers build the best relationship possible to help them grow their business long term. And here's something to think about. Writing articles and sending them in emails, and that's what we've been talking about for the last half of this presentation, or this show is the email content, because even if you find something that in a magazine, you can very easily use it as part of a marketing tool. And let me tell you something. People, you want to create that relationship with your customers and your prospects. And these people get so bombarded with emails daily that they're going to filter out what they read and what they don't read. And if you want them to open your newsletter, then you have to provide something that they are looking forward to. Because if you're doing a series of emails where you're talking about creating a business or creating a relationship or whatever it is that you're trying to create with your customers, and you do it in several different parts and several different emails, then what you need to do is look at it this way. Create such an interest in the first part that they're going to be looking for. And I do a lot of stuff on motivation. So if I talk about one thing one day, I will try to feed it up with several other articles that integrate with the first one so that they will want to open it up when it comes and read it. And then it's all about creating that relationship first with your customers. Because if you come in and the idea is don't send 3 or 4 or 5 emails a day, the ratio should be anywhere from 3 to 1 to 5 to 1 when it comes to sending a sales letter. You want them to want to purchase your product, and you do this by creating the situation where they will believe in wanting to purchase from you because they believe that you understand them. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And we can sit down with you and put together a strategy on how to grow your business.